Hello, welcome to another video from BetfairTradingCommunity.com. What we're going to talk about today is value betting. We're going to talk about how to find value in the Betfair markets. We're going to explain value and basically give you an overview of why it's so important. So the first thing to say about value is that often people will say things like value isn't talked enough about in trading. And we've had comments like that in the past. And one thing that I do, and you might know if you watch a lot of my videos, I pretty much talk about value in virtually every video I do. But I want to do a video specifically on value itself as a concept, because I think that some people come unstuck when it comes to value. Value essentially is basically taking a bet or a trade that you can expect to make you a return in the long run. Basically trying to have an edge on the market. Value could be described as your edge in that bet. And one thing that's really clear about value is that if you don't have it, you're not going to make money. Okay. And as a Betfair trader, obviously our only goal should be to try and make money in the long term. So value is really important, and I really hope you stick around for this whole video because you're going to learn a lot today, and hopefully I can help you find some value in Betfair. Now, there's two places where value is very clear. And you might know them, you might have used them. That's why I'm going to use them as examples today. The first thing I'm going to talk about is match betting. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about poker. Now, in match betting, value is very clear. It's very easy to see. Basically, because you can actually work out the pure maths of the value you're getting. And the reason you can do this is because you know the amount in the free bet you're going to get. You're backing and laying, you know the back and lay odds of your bets that you make, and therefore instantly you can know whether you're getting value or not. With Betfair trading, it is not that simple, but there is a way of doing it, which I'm going to explain to you in a little while. Now in poker, it's very similar to match betting in a sense. If you get a pair of aces in your hand and your opponent has kings and you're playing hold'em poker, well, when the next five cards are dealt, we know the exact odds of you winning that hand exactly. You know the value, you know that you're well on top. I think the odds are around 80% to 20%, something like that. But the point is this. You know the situation you're in, you know the dominance you have, and you can know the exact maths. So if that's the case, and if Betfair trading isn't so simple, why doesn't everyone just do match betting? And why doesn't everyone just play professional poker? Well, the problem with knowing the exact return, knowing the exact maths, is that everyone has access to that information. So what you'll find is that with poker, everyone can have access to the odds at any time of their hand. And the problem with that is they then know almost with certainty whether they're getting value or not. And of course, everyone becomes really good at it, and therefore there's no one to take money from. And if you try doing poker, try it online, even at small stakes, there's a lot of players who are very good, kind of grindy players who grind it out. And basically, it's very hard to make any money from it. Essentially, that's essentially why. Now, with match betting, it's a little bit different. Match betting, it's very easy to make money out of. And I do advise that you build your trading bankroll that way because it's very easy to make money from match betting. The problem is it doesn't last. I was talking to a guy the other day, actually, and he said that he was even using like family and friends accounts, which I don't advocate and I do not recommend anyone doing. But he said even that ran out pretty quickly. So, you know, the kind of the golden age of match betting has kind of passed us. There's still some money to be made. The reality is that within, you know, a couple of months, maybe a few months, if you do it slowly, your accounts are going to dwindle down and you're going to get your restrictions coming in and your free bets will be basically non-existent. So that's why those two areas haven't really worked and why most people end up turning to Betfair trading. Because the great thing about Betfair trading in a way is that expected value isn't obvious. And the reason this works in our favor is that bookmakers can't just go, this is the exact price it should be. And that's why we often see bookmakers get the odds wrong on events. And you might sit there and go, how the hell were they favorites? You know, they've just got absolutely battered. Well, the fact is that it's not so simple to just say this is the expected value for a bookmaker to work it out. Of course, they have their systems they use to create odds. But what people overlook is that odds, in a lot of ways, are generated by opinion. It's not all computer science, okay? And the amount of money placed on an outcome actually has a massive impact on the odds. And you'll definitely notice if you do horse racing and you look towards the off. Because if bookmakers were so smart, if they absolutely knew the value before the race, why would the odds keep changing? It wouldn't make any sense, right? Why would a horse sometimes come in from 20 to 1 to like 2 to 1 before the start of a race? That's utter madness. The reality is that, like I say, they don't quite know to that extent. Now, so you might think, well, how the hell do we work it out ourselves? And I'm glad you asked that. The first thing to think about when you think about value in Betfair trading is, what odds are you getting and what is the percentage of those odds? So we're going to have a quick look at this here. Now, Liverpool are 1.09, which is 1 to 11 in odds. That might not mean a lot to you, or you might not really understand, like, what percentage is that? How strong is that selection? If we head over to the odds converter here on Ace Odds, we can actually see this. Now, while they don't do much between 1.01 and 1.2, we can actually work out that this is around a 90% plus chance of the outcome happening, okay? Now, if we know that Liverpool are more than a 90% favourite to win, are we going to back them at these odds? Are we going to put £100 on? I'll just show you the example here. Are we going to put £100 on to win £9 profit? No. There's no clear value here. In fact, this is probably one of the shortest ever odds I've seen for a Premier League match before the start of the game of a team, especially in a three-way market on football where we know that a lot of the time anything can happen. So it's really important to understand the odds that you're betting at in terms of percentage. The reason is this. How often do you think Liverpool win this game? Okay. If you had to put a figure on it, say out of 10, how many times would they win it? Well, you might say 9 out of 10. Okay, great. That's 90%. That's about where the odds are. So there is no value. But if you said, and you know, I think you'd be a bit crazy to think this, but if you said, well, I only think they win it 5 times out of 10, okay, well, you're getting odds here. You could lay at 1.1 an outcome that you think happens 50% of the time, so it should be nearer evens. Well, you take that, right? You understand that if you're correct, that is value to you. You have found actually huge value in that instance. But obviously, the big question actually becomes if you're correct. But let's stick with the percentages just a little bit longer. So I use Ace Odds, and I really recommend you do this. When you go and place a bet, especially if it's a set and forget bet where you're letting it run, or even if it's a bet where you're letting it run a while, have a look at the odds in terms of percentage. You know, yes, most of you will probably know that 2.0 odds in decimal, which is the second column here, a 50% chance of happening. It's evens. We know that, okay? But not many people are actually going to know, okay, what's 4 to 11 in terms of a percentage, right? Off the top of your head. Okay, it's 73.3%. How many of you would have got that if I hadn't shown you the example? Okay, so it's really important. Get yourselves familiarized with this and then go, okay, do these odds and percentages match what I think will happen? Now, the next part of that is what you think will happen becomes really important. Okay, so to find value, to find what people like to call EV, which is expected value, to get plus EV, to get in a situation where you can make money trading at Betfair, you have to be able to understand how to find value odds. And you might think, isn't it subjective? Isn't it very difficult? Because, you know, I can't just use a computer model to do it. Well, there is some truth to that. But also, one thing you can do to really give yourself a massive leg up on the market, and one thing that we've seen our members do at BetfairTradingCommunity.com, is they use software and they test their results. So we create strategies with software, as you can see, with let's go to Betfair Trading Community. I've just gone to the horse racing section, and you can see a strategy here, my 5 furlong back strategy on the right-hand side. And as we scroll down, you can see the criteria, etc. But once we run the strategy, we can actually see the value that we could expect. And that essentially takes the place of the ROI. So in theory, we know that, well, okay, every time we bet a pound, we're going to be getting a return around 38% profit on that money, okay? And that's really interesting. because let's have a look here. You can even see the average profit per trade is 0.38, which means we make a 38% return, which is huge, by the way. If you get an ROI of 38%, that's a monster. I'll just show you here that we're using £1 flat stakes, as you can see in the options here, okay, fixed stake. So we know that if we're betting a pound, we're making 38 pence per profit plus that pound back. Never forget that. Some people who are new to betting don't understand that, but basically you're getting a massive return per bet. Okay, now if we scroll down even further, you can even look at a line chart that shows you exactly how it would have performed. And as you can see the month's returns here, but it goes left to right. That white line is going upwards. Okay, it's looking very good. That's a healthy kind of strategy. So one of the ways you can find out expected value of a strategy is to test it, is to run the strategy in the software, test it, see what the return is, see what the ROI is, and then test it forward. You know, this has had 931 trades. That's a fairly high number, but you might want that number to be higher. So you go, well, I'm going to keep testing it. And also you might want to forward test it. I always recommend doing that when you create a strategy, but this has been forward tested for a while already anyway. Now, with the football, it's a little bit different. At the moment, you will have to do that manually, but it's very simple. I've got a template here, and if you use a template like this where all the maths is done for you, the P&L, the ROI, the strike rate, basically all you have to do is input the soft selections from the software, then input what actually happened, so whether it won or not, then the profit, and that's all I do. And so we look at Tomas under 1.5 goals lays, which actually has a 5.82% return. So if we're betting a pound, we can expect to make around 6 pence profit per bet. And obviously, as you scale that up, as you trade with that over hundreds and hundreds of bets, that makes good money. And even with £10 stakes, you would have made over £600 at the moment. So what's really interesting here is that one way to get value, one way to get expected value, is to test the strategy. Test it thoroughly and see how it goes. In fact, I use a running profit and loss, so you can actually just select this column. And this is just on Google Sheets. This is free. All you guys can have access to this. And then all we're going to do is we're going to click chart. I'll change it to a line chart just to make it really easy. And you can actually see how it's performed. And you can go, okay, actually, it's been very up and down recently, but it did do phenomenally well. Was that because of COVID? Maybe. That's another interesting thing to look at the moment. How did your strategy perform during COVID times? And then how has it performed for the last, say, year, year and a half? Now, this is how you can find value in betting. It's the easiest way to do it. And it's the only way I'd really recommend, because the other way is just to give your opinion. Now, if you've got an amazing opinion, fair enough. Right. If you bet and you trade and you just do it on your thoughts and that makes you loads of money, good on you. You're very, very much in the extreme minority, you know, so congratulations. I can't do it based on my opinion. I'll give an example. The other night I was watching Bayern play Dortmund and they were 1-0. I think Dortmund were 1-0 up. I think they're around 2-1 odds to win the match. And I was thinking, my God, Bayern should come back in this game, surely. Now, if I was betting on opinion rather than tried and tested strategies, I would have just gone, okay, let's lay Dortmund. And I might have even backed under 1.5 goals because it's 1-0. And I thought, well, the biggest chance is that it ends 0-1 if I lose my bet. Now, had I done that, I'd have lost both bets. And that's interesting, right? That would have been a really bad play, ultimately. Because when you're trading on your opinion, you've not really got any evidence to back it up long term. When you're trading using a strategy, you can see it. You can see how it performs. You know, if I look at this again and we look at this graph one more time, just to kind of emphasize this point, if we look at it, we can go, okay, it can have peaks and troughs. It got up to near 800, then it went back down to 600, which is around where it is. You know, that's losing 25%. Of the profit made. So it could have another run like that. You can always kind of prepare yourself, but also you understand the expected value. Now, will a strategy always have the same expected value? No. Do you need to keep testing it and seeing how the results go? Yes. At what point do you become concerned? You know, this is a difficult one to answer, but if your strategy goes, say, 3 months without making profit, then I'd really be looking, especially if they were 3 losing months, rather than just, oh, I ended up like, I don't know, minus 5 points after 3 months. that isn't a massive problem. But if you say you were minus 10, minus 15, minus 5 on those 3 months, that's much more of a problem to me. So that's one thing to be aware of when you're trading. Keep an eye on it. But this is the way to find your expected value. And when something gets tested really thoroughly, then you can start to think, yes, this could be good value. This could be plus EV. And that's value in a nutshell. And value is really, really important. I will do a more in-depth episode of this for members on the masterclass that is being planned. So if you're a member of Betfair Trading Community, you will get a really good in-depth, basically, training on this. So if you've got any questions or any comments, please put them in the comments on YouTube. Let me know. Did you like the video? Is this the kind of thing that helps you? Because I can do more stuff like this. Did you not? Let me know. If you enjoyed it or if you want more content like this, please also say the word value in the comments and I will make more content like this. Guys, I hope this has helped you, okay? Because this stuff is what really can start to set you apart from the losing traders. You know, as I always say, if you're using Betfair Trading Community software, if you're testing and tracking results properly, you're giving yourself a leg up on 99% of the market, because 99% plus of Betfair traders don't do that. You know, yes, we have a few hundred members, but remember, that's kind of a tiny pool, the amount of people that use Betfair. And you're giving yourself such a huge leg up by using those services. All right, guys, have a great week. But most importantly of all, of course, as ever, find some value on the Betfair markets for me, will you?